We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The virus pandemic dealt enough of a blow to small businesses, but now some in the city have also fallen victim to looters. That includes Rothman's Men's Clothing Store in Union Square. Joining us on 1010 Winds, the co-owner of Rothman's, Ken Gittin. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
So what happened to your store?
About 11 o'clock, our alarm went off, and we then flipped on our cameras, our remote cameras, and it was an interesting experience, a surreal experience of watching my store being looted in real time. It's pretty bizarre.
So what'd they do? Did they smash the front doors open? What happened?
And they smashed the front doors open, and then, you know, there was kind of a parade of people over the next half hour or so, and grabbing merchandise. Seemed pretty organized, and then disparate groups came later, and cleared out probably a third of the store.
Wow. So what is the estimated damage?
It would be several hundred thousand dollars in merchandise.
Whoa. Union Square has long been the site of mass demonstrations. Have you ever had trouble before? Did you anticipate something like this?
No, I mean, we understand the anger. We've been in New York a long time, and we've survived, 9/11. As a business, we've survived 9/11. We've survived Superstorm Sandy. We've survived 2008 financial crisis. These are the kind of things that in small business, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to survive. You have to be the most resilient guy. And, we recognize that this is a moment of profound anger in this country. And, it has to work its way out, and hopefully there'll be some improvements. So, we're not angry. We got knocked down, and we're going to pick ourselves up and keep going.
There's been a lot of talk about the city and the NYPD's response to the looting. What is your view on that?
I have no problem with the response. I mean, I think everybody was caught off guard by the first night, and I think the NYPD has done a good job of stepping up in a very difficult situation. Nobody has the answers on this, but it's an incredible moment in the life of New York City and of the United States, and it's going to have to find a level that works for everybody. And, we're just hoping to get back in business and, do what we do.
Yeah, let's talk about that phase one reopening, which includes non-essential retail for curbside pickup only. Is that something that you think you're going to be able to do?
Well, it's interesting in that we have stores in both Bronxville and Scarsdale. So we've been in phase one in Westchester County. It's not like everyone's going to be rushing in to shop right away. And listen, the timing is a little unfortunate in that, we were hoping that June 8th would be a great day and we would, do a lot of business. But it's hard to, it's hard to throw open your doors when they have plywood on them. So,
right.
But I still think it's important for it officially to open on that date because phase two can't happen till phase one happens. And there's a time limit. There's a time that it must go between the two phases, which I believe is 14 days. So we might as well get going. I think if merchants expect huge amounts of business opening the doors. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the city needs some time to heal. You know, everything's going to work its way out over time. If you're not open the first day, I mean, you're probably not missing like this huge rush of business because people's minds are occupied with other things right now.
Since the looting, have you been in conversation with the city, with the mayor's office at all? Are they offering any support?
I mean, they've been, you know, not directly, but I do serve on the mayor's committee to help reopen New York and on the small business committee. And the commissioner actually has reached out to me personally, and that was helpful. Listen, there's not a lot that you can do. I mean, we're all trying to deal with insurance and make our way through it and, you know, do our best and get back to doing our businesses.
So let's just piggyback on that. So since you're among the business owners who are assisting in getting reopened, what is your advice to other business owners who I'm sure you as well have taken a major hit from the pandemic?
You know, I would just say, you know, keep positive thoughts and keep, you know, realizing that this is temporary and, you know, do your best to communicate with all your suppliers, your landlords, and, you know, do your best to be positive to both your team and everybody around you because it will come back. New York always does come back, and it's just a matter of time.
Ken Gidden, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.